It's Monday, October 14, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Business and economics researcher Joseph Siama underscored that retail shops should transfer savings to consumers by reducing food prices when input costs decline.
So the government also need to develop initiative to support the retail shops, not only to tell them that, okay, you need to lower down your price so that it can be in line with the inflation. So the government also need to come down and to come to the table and said, look, we can offer you this and so on if you pass the benefits to the consumers.
Secretary of the Southwest Africa People's Organization's Party Women's Council, Francina Kahungu, asserts that the party has made notable strides in translating women empowerment into a tangible reality within its ranks. She points out that critics who doubted the party's 50-50 gender policy have been proven wrong.
There is a challenge of young women not taking part fully in the activities of SWAPO Party Women's Council, and this was caused by lack of understanding. I am hereby inviting all SWAPO Party members, I'm referring to the female one, of the age of 18 and up to join SWAPO Party Women's Council.
Meanwhile, political dynamics are shifting with Gerard Witbooi's decision to rejoin the SWAPO Party following his time with the Landless People's Movement. Benedict Lowe also rejoining the ruling party from the Affirmative Repositioning Movement adds to the momentum. These developments have sparked discussions amongst political analysts, including Dumba Kamwanya.
They were the same people that were accusing SWAPO of all kind of things, that SWAPO was not doing the right things and all those kind of things. So the question is there a return because SWAPO has improved?
South Africa's EFF says it joins the nation in mourning the loss of former Reserve Bank Governor, Labour and Finance Minister Tito Mboweni. The EFF's spokesperson Leanne Matei says while they often found themselves at odds with the former minister on policy matters, disagreeing with his neoliberal and orthodox approach to economic policies, Mboweni was always open to robust, frank and intellectual exchanges. She says despite the differences, he did not shy away from engaging in rigorous debate.
Notably, our former Reserve Bank Governor advocated for the creation of a state-owned bank, a sovereign wealth fund, and the nationalization of the South African Reserve Bank. And he articulated this in one of his social media posts that became a defining point in our debates with him, as it came as a surprise.
U.S. President Joseph Biden's planned visit to Angola this week was postponed at the last minute due to the looming threat of Hurricane Milton in Florida. And according to Deutsche Welle reports, a new date has yet to be confirmed. But the trip, Biden's first to Africa as U.S. president, highlights the growing importance of Angola to the United States. Admiral Sinangela, a specialist in African studies with a focus on Angola, says historically the U.S. has always had a presence in Angola, particularly within the oil sector, even if indirectly. The United States will deploy a sophisticated high-altitude anti-missile system to Israel to help all states' air defenses. The Terminal High-Altitude Air Defense, or THAAD, battery is being sent along with 100 American troops to help operate it. It comes after Iran launched two direct missile attacks on Israel this year. Benji Hayer is on the ground for us and now reports.
Iran has since fired hundreds of ballistic missiles towards Israel in response to Israel's assassinations of the leaders of the Iranian-backed militias Hamas and Hezbollah. Israel has in turn stepped up its campaign against Hezbollah in recent weeks, carrying out deadly airstrikes and putting soldiers on the ground in Lebanon. Benji Hayer, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.